Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon in the Ukraine. Good morning on the East Coast, and they're just getting up on the West Coast. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net, and a really long swim but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon over to Florida, our guest co-host today. Hey, Michael Bartu, what are you doing?
Just looking forward to enjoying the morning with you, Jason.
So glad you could make time to be with us today. Today we are going to the epicenter of Generation Next. By way of background, for those of you that may not have heard the first show, I think it was back in February. The 2013 was just getting going, and we talked at Eloquent Online about doing something radically different. Michael, I told you in my presentation, I have this slide of a big algebraic equation. We talk about how radicals, they survive these long equations. They displace the prime numbers. They're the difference makers. And so we want to do something radically different. And probably wasn't anything more radically different than offering a high school senior my job. But we did that. And to our surprise, she said yes. And what's ensued is the best year we've had here at Eloquent Online since 2006. And it's just been a lot of fun talking to people about Emma. But we haven't had her on the show in a while. And so we wanted to work around her academic calendar down at College Station where she's going to school at Texas A&M. And so you heard the interview yesterday, huh?
I did. It was outstanding. I'm looking forward to hearing some more.
Yeah, I had some people ask me about the your grandmother's hashtag. That was one of my favorite lines of the whole interview. It's like your grandmother's trying to trend a hashtag. And as you know, I'm on the warpath about the hashtags. And part of this, one of the things we thought about doing was changing Eloquent Online and calling it a social media practice, because I'm just not sure anybody's an expert at it. But with all the things that we threw around, but that show is one of my absolute favorite interviews. And so when we get back from the break, we're going to go down to College Station here in Texas Republic thereof and speak to the chief executive officer, the president at large of Eloquent Online. Her name is Emma Douglas, and she'll join us right after this. Radioactive Radio, only on the power of performance. Radioactive Radio, and thank you to the bump for reminding me to say the name of the show, which I've forgotten to do about 26 weeks in a row. This is the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? She left the audience wanting more, 2,266 times more in the archive. Her name is Emma Douglas, freshman at Texas A&M. Hey, Emma, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Nice to have you.
Good morning, Emma.
Good. It has been a while since we had you on the show, so just as briefly as you can, what's been going on since graduation and the summer and everything since last we spoke?
Well, it certainly seems like a lot. I graduated from New Braunfels Christian Academy in May, which was 7 months ago, which really hasn't seemed like 7 months.
And I was there, by the way.
Yeah, it was a good one. I worked this past summer at Schlitterbahn as a retail supervisor, and in July I attended Patriot Academy, and August I started up as freshman of May's Business School at Texas A&M. On campus so far, I've joined the MSC OPUS, which is a performing arts society, and we usher the plays that come in to perform at Rudder Theater. I was also accepted into a freshman leadership organization called Fish Aids, which is a part of the student government and is by far my favorite thing so far about freshman year. They assign each freshman to a branch of the student government, and I was assigned to Elections Commission, where I am the debate coordinator for the student body president and other officer debates in February, which is so exciting. We also do servant events, biweekly meetings with really interesting speakers, and we also socialize as well. And the people in Fish Aids are just incredibly kind, serving, and wholehearted individuals that I'm so thankful to be a part of.
Nice.
Wow.
I know.
I'm just amazed at everything you're involved in. I think back to my freshman year in college, and my goodness, certainly putting me to shame. So this is why you're a CEO already.
Tell me about it.
You know, Emma, one of the things you mentioned, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about this. Tell me a little more about Patriot Academy.
The Patriot Academy, that was undeniably the most incredible experience of my life. It's an intensive leadership boot camp led by former Texas House Representatives Rick Green and Nathan Macias, where students learn and use leadership strategies, life purpose planning, media relations, public speaking, campaign skills, and the Founding Fathers' philosophy of government. Patriot Academy teaches students to effectively lead the change in America. In the morning, we would attend lectures on constitutional values, ethics, and legislating morality, and later we would pass bills on the actual House floor in Austin and sit in committees and pass bills from committee onto the calendar for the floor the next day. And the speakers were incredible, the lessons unforgettable, and my fellow students were certainly among the brightest and most dynamic individuals I've ever met.
Wow, I know. And then just so she doesn't, you know, get overwhelmed with smart, she's good enough to come on this show with the two of us to kind of help bring her back down.
Certainly brings the level up a little bit, at least from my perspective.
I told you she was well-spoken and one of the most articulate people I've actually changed my speech pattern in some areas and to try to emulate it in certain situations. Especially, I went out and spoke. I did the chapel at New Braunfels Christian Academy out at Grace Prep. Speaking of New Braunfels Christian Academy, Emma, you went from a small private school here in New Braunfels, Texas. She was too modest to tell y'all. She was the salutatorian of her graduation class, but I'll tell you. Not to mention putting up some big numbers on the basketball court. You went from the small private school in New Braunfels to a huge D1 college down at Texas A&M, massive college campus. What has that transition been like for you?
It was not exactly what I expected. Although Texas A&M is a D1 campus, it really doesn't feel like it. I can't walk to class without seeing someone I know, and the professors truly care about every student inside and outside the classroom. So there's no sense of ambiguity unless the student wants there to be ambiguity. So in that sense, it's exactly like MBCA. Everyone, I know a lot of people. I know the professors personally. However, it is still a college campus with 50,000 students, so there is a sense of privacy that was absent at a school of only 80 kids.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'll bet. That's pretty amazing. What types of things are you studying?
I'm studying business so far. I've only had one business class because I'm just a freshman. So I had a bunch of random freshman classes like oceanography and history.
Right, classes like, you know, how to win SEC Western Division, things like that.
Nice.
I know. I think back to those years and think, wow, okay, that didn't prepare me for much. But thank you anyway for it.
Really.
How about, word got to me about a social media program or a project in South Africa?
Yes. For my freshman business initiative class, we were assigned teams and topics, and my team was given social, mobile, and cloud computing technology in Africa. And we chose to narrow that research down to the current and potential effect of social, mobile, and cloud computing technology on the businesses in South Africa. And that was really interesting. I really enjoyed doing that project.
So tell me what you learned. What came
out? Yeah, really. What?
Okay, so the team contacted various professors, and we were eventually led to Professor Ricky Gervin, who had spent 6 months in South Africa, and he gave us the history of South Africa and a taste of the culture, which enabled us to better understand the research we had done previously in the library. So basically, the mobile technology in South Africa is extremely competitive and perhaps even surpassing America's due to the fact that South Africa skipped landlines altogether as the copper was too expensive and would just be stolen, and they just went to mobile phones, which has enabled them to evolve their mobile technology at a faster rate and utilize the technology for their business transactions much sooner than America. 80% of their social media is used off of a mobile phone, and over 60% of Google searches are done off of mobile devices. So their mobile technology is extremely prevalent. For social media, due to the relatively chaotic government after apartheid, there is civil unrest which is being expressed by the cheetah generation through social media. And the cheetah generation is the generation born after apartheid. And it would be well for the older generations to pay attention to what sentiments are being expressed through social media, both in a political arena and a business field. And as for cloud computing technology, it's relatively new around the globe, so the playing field is kind of leveled. So if South Africa can figure out how to make cloud computing technology work for them, despite many network challenges and legislative problems, countries like China, India, and U.S. are very likely to take notice and invest in South Africa.
Wow. I know.
Absolutely no idea.
I know, me either. And I didn't know that about skipping the landlines. We're visiting.
Aha moments we talk about.
Same here. Exactly. Hey, folks, we're visiting with the Chief Executive Officer, the President of Eloquent Online, Emma Douglas. She is a freshman studying a lot of things that Mike and I had never heard of when we were freshmen in college, back when I think we used those chalk and slate boards on our laps. We're enjoying the conversation. We'll get right back to it right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my voice, I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. You need...
Well, Troy's not here today, so it kind of narrows it down a bit, doesn't it? Hey, listen, you also had a possible internship with Fox News. How did that go?
That went well, in my opinion. Fox News accepts 100 summer interns to help run the studio in New York, and they come to 4 campuses. And one of the business school workers told us about it via email. And I applied, and I got one of the few on-campus interviews, which was extremely exciting. And I was the only freshman in the waiting area, which was kind of intimidating, but the interview went well. I think they're looking for someone older to let loose in New York, but it was a great experience, and I'm that much more prepared when I reapply next year.
Wow.
You know, you just keep adding things and making me feel more and more guilty about my freshman year of college. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to doubt I'm just going to leave it there. The things I learned are nowhere near what you're learning, and I think you're going to be a whole lot more productive because of it.
Same here.
You know, Emma, one of the things I remember from your last show was you talked about, and this is certainly when you were in high school, that you and your peers were moving away from Twitter, more into Twitter, away from Facebook because it was becoming a junior high thing. What do you see as now a college freshman? Any change from that standpoint? Any new social media sites that college students are more into, or is it still pretty heavily Twitter?
I see a lot of Twitter, Instagram, and Vine for socializing. Facebook is usually used for, like, planning events. And I know last year Facebook was big in using, like, quick communication and socializing for clubs and organizations, but we've moved away from that, and we're all using the app GroupMe instead.
Wow. Gotcha.
Well, I'll tell you, that's Mike's freshman year was in 1980. My freshman year was in 1990, and I remember I was very excited because that Christmas I got a word processor for Christmas. So that tells you just how exciting. And it had this, Mike, and I'm telling you, listen, don't laugh. It had the self-correct ribbon where, you know, you make a mistake and you'd hit the little button and it would go back and it would white it out. You'd have to take the liquid paper out and mark out your mistake. So that's pretty high-tech, pretty high-tech stuff. Now, Emma, I'm fascinated by I've just started watching on Netflix. I don't know if you've ever watched this show, Emma. Somebody asked me to watch this years ago, and I never got around to it. I've just started watching it. It's a show called Mad Men, and it takes place in the early 1960s at a New York City ad agency, and I'm intrigued by it because it's such a Greek tragedy. You know, Marilyn Monroe has just committed suicide. President Kennedy has just been elected, but there's no way that the characters in the plot understand what's about to happen to the 1960s. There's still a little bit of the innocence left from the 1950s and that post-World War II baby boom and all the prosperity that ensued. But it's all about them trying to find ways to market brands. And lately, the show has been about marketing to younger people. They brought in some young people to work for the agency. As a young person, part of that generation next, we just had this flurry of Black Friday and all this kind of stuff. Are there any brands out there that have done a great job of maybe appealing to you, or maybe they never appealed to you before, but now they do? Can you think of anybody that's done a good job of getting your attention?
There were three that I didn't notice. One was the Jeep commercial that plays the Bob Dylan song because it's got good music on it. Another was an ad that was all over Twitter, was the Gap's Make Love advertisement, which sets up couples that aren't as common in our society. And there was a lot of controversy over that on Twitter. Also, I love the Sprint ads with James Earl Jones and Malcolm McDowell because they're so
funny. Yeah.
Love it.
See, now
that's
generations,
because
that caught my
attention,
too.
Yes, me too. I was like, hey, it's the voice of Darth Vader. I looked up. I don't watch TV. If I'm made to sit in the living room during TV time, I've usually got my iPad out. But I do like that. I do like that ad campaign, even though I have an AT&T account. Sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Along the lines of Black Friday, Emma, did you actually go and do any Black Friday shopping?
I usually don't, but this year my sister needed sweaters, so I went out and I helped her pick out some sweaters.
The Lipster, gotcha. Getting a shout out on this show.
Well, and I find that interesting because my wife is in the retail industry, and so we have numerous conversations about is Black Friday a truly a shopping event, or has it become more of a social event? My sister-in-law, for example, and her sisters, it's a social event for them. They get together, they go spend the day together, they have lunch. Shopping kind of takes a backseat to it. You know, they just want to be in the middle of it all. And so I'm kind of curious about, you know, as you mentioned, Jason, the Generation Next, is it something that you know, I don't want to get anywhere near a mall.
I don't either, nor will I.
Right, right. And you know, and now you see some of the things that have floated around in the media in the last week with, you know, videos that people have taken of fights breaking out over, you know, towels and things like that. And that just, it blows my mind.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is. I'm going to go into the financial services world. When you last spoke on the show, you mentioned at that time you had a checkbook, still wrote checks occasionally. Do you still have that?
I do. I use a checkbook whenever I need to pay dues.
Okay. That was going to be my question. What's probably the only thing
you
still
write a checkbook
for?
Yeah, really. What's the only thing you use it for? Yeah, exactly.
Is it the same account that you had, or did you change to a different institution?
I did get a Wells Fargo account because they have a permanent A&M, but I still have my RBFCU account.
Gotcha.
Well, hey, now the wake up out there, credit unions. RBFCU is Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union, where, by the way, speaking of checks, Mike, Emma and I have something in common. Our first business was a lawn care business. And back in the 80s, I got a gig, $10 a week, to cut this guy's lawn. He was being deployed to Saudi Arabia. And so he paid me in advance for 4 weeks, which was $40. He gave me a check for $40, which as a 15-year-old, you may as well have handed me a check for $50 million. I mean, I was like, this is – I couldn't even do the math in my head. I'm like adding, okay, there's four quarters in every dollar, so every quarter is a video game. That's all I was thinking. But I had no idea what to do with the check, and so I opened my account at RBFCU, Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union, 105574-4, my account number. And I, too, migrated to Wells Fargo when I moved up to Midland, Odessa. So that's very, very – interesting. But you said, Emma, that the reason you got the account with Wells Fargo, I didn't understand what you said. What was the reason? They had something there on campus?
Yes, they have a partnership with Texas A&M. The cards they give out have Texas A&M on them. I don't fully understand it, but I know they get a lot of deals. They support a lot of A&M functions. So they're really promoted on campus.
That's very, very interesting. Well, as you know, only the coolest guests get their own lead-in intro music. So, of course, I had the Imagine Dragons. And it's funny you said Bob Dylan. After you told us about that song, I actually went online and learned how to play it on the guitar and was looping around the other day. And I actually did a thing for my son. It was Bob Dylan covering that song. Welcome to the new age. Welcome to the... It's funny that you mentioned Bob Dylan in that song. What kind of and that might be the first time I ever sang on this show, and I'm sure the audience is thinking, we hope it's the last time as well. But what kind of music are you into these days?
I listen to my Imagine Dragons Pandora, so it plays Mumford & Sons, Mike Snow, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Coldplay, The Neighborhood, A1 Nation, Monsters & Men. So it's a lot of alternative rock and indie rock music.
I can tell you that this morning, if somebody goes through, they will notice that I Googled Imagine Dragons so that I was a little bit familiar with who they were, because when you said it on the previous show, I thought, okay, don't know who that is, but
I didn't either. But then Emma routinely says things to me that I don't know, so that's pretty normal. But I did go download that song, and you can't see it here, but my office is one half radio studio, one half music. I got my drum set here, and for a couple of weeks, I really enjoyed playing along to that song. When you play the drums, a lot of it is about keeping time and stuff like that. And I don't like playing to a metronome because it's boring. But these songs that have been produced and published, they are a metronome in effect because they keep perfect time. But I really did end up enjoying that song. I kind of missed out on Mumford and Sons. I might have to go get some of that. I'm gonna have to send you some Rush songs, because all of these bands, all they are, Emma, are cheap imitations of Rush. Okay, I know this is a
generation. I have heard Rush before.
Okay, Rush absolutely rocked all of those bands off. You can like whoever you like, but
well, you know, and if you want to go really generational, I mean, once again, you know, with Rush and Tom Sawyer, I mean, there's two different groups there too. You know, there's a group that knows it as a book, and there's a group that knows it as a song.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Rush from my brother, but I'm
good
more of a
man.
YouTube fan.
Good man.
Thank you for not saying your dad or your grandfather.
Well, I'll tell you what, Levi knows his music. And but we usually open the show with Tom Sawyer, but we bust out the Christmas stuff for the holiday season. And speaking of which, audience, we're going to be doing a special Christmas music special coming up, I think next Monday, Mike, for marquee clients and people that are smart enough to tune in and listen to some great Christmas music. By the way, I sent you all that Christmas music, Emma. I put it in your Dropbox. And so I think, knowing the kind of music that you like, you will enjoy that rendition of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It really rocks. A great workout song if you want to work out to Christmas music, which can be challenging to do. Well, listen, it's been a great year. The conversations that having at the time a high school senior and then a recent graduate and then a freshman at A&M, when you tell people that that's who your president is, it is a real conversation starter. And it compels those decision makers to ask themselves, would Emma think what we're doing is cool? And in many cases, the answer to that question is no. And so it allows us to turn the conversation to the conversation that really is our sweet spot, which is the generational discussion, the compelling need to compel the loyalty of Generation Next. And I'm hoping, Mike, that credit unions don't do with Emma's generation what they did with Generation Y, which was spend the entire time talking about them and never doing anything to intentionally engage them. And now Generation Y is pushing 30, and they're not the youth market anymore.
Right, right. And I think we see there is a lot, and you see it certainly as well, A lot of conversation. But you know what? Frankly, until you actually pull the trigger and do something, you're not going anywhere. Execution's the name of the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, Emma, with your permission, I might look into getting a Vine account for Eloquent Online. What is it, 8 seconds that you get on Vine? I can't remember. Whatever, yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure what I can say or do in 8 seconds, but I'm sure we can think of something. So what's on tap for you today? Tell us what your day is going to be like, a typical day in the life of a very, very smart freshman at Texas A&M.
Well, it's actually dead week, so classes are over, and I'll just be studying for French and math exams next week.
Well, that's interesting, because when I was in college, every week was dead week, so that's actually great. Well, listen, as usual, it's so funny. I told Mike, I said, when you get her in person, she doesn't say a word. But, folks, if you're listening to this show, she's not reading anything. This is just the way she expresses herself with the God-given gift of the spoken word. I got to say hey to your mom yesterday at basketball practice. We all miss you here in the NB. That never caught on. How they say the OC for Orange County? I try to get everyone to say the NB, but everyone just says New Braunfels. We do miss you here in town. We're looking forward to having you back. When do you come back for Christmas break, by the way? Do you know?
Yes, I'm driving back on the 10th.
Oh, good. I know you're busy, but on the 15th of December, we have open gym. And, man, I really need someone to post up Lizette because they're killing us in the block. So if you're available the night of the 15th, we could – I told him, I said, yeah, if Emma comes, I'm not guarding her. She's on our team, so don't even try it. So we've already got you penciled in for our team. They got me guarding Coach Sherrod. Okay, Coach Sherrod's about a foot taller than I am, and he's wearing me out. So anyway, you have a safe the rest of the week. Study hard. Stay strong. God be with you. We miss you down here in New Braunfels. And until next we speak, thank you so very much for taking some time out of your day to join us. Thanks a lot, Emma.
Thank you.
Emma, it was a pleasure. Best of luck.
Emma Duck. I'm not going to say she makes me feel old, but, I mean, come on. Cloud technology in South Africa. If you had said that to me when I was a freshman, I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'd be like, somebody put this person.
I was going to say, I would have had my eyes crossed, and I would have said, yeah, okay, whatever. Holy
it moly. Is, it, I know, and but it is a fascinating thing. These situations in history that change the trajectory of a nation or a nationality, or to who knew that – you know, a copper thieves would accelerate the mobile marketplace in South Africa. And I think it begs the question, what do we need to skip here in America? Maybe there's some things that we can just skip, like free checking and some of these other things that I still see from time to time that sort of resonate from that 20th century features and benefits marketing place. I'll tell you what I told everyone last time we had on the show. Folks, go out there. You won't find our Emma because there's only one of her, but go out there and get an Emma of your own. Find a young, well-spoken, intelligent, gracious young person and have them take a look at what you're doing from a brand standpoint, and they will give you some very, very good generational insight as to where you're headed. Like I said, Mad Men is a Greek tragedy. Make sure you're not one. Make sure that you're thinking ahead and doing things the right way. Hey, Mike, I want to thank you so much for jumping in. We gave you a whopping 18 hours notice to be on the show. I really enjoyed it.
It was my pleasure, Jason. Thank you for the invitation.
And if you ever come across one of those freshman pictures of you with a Fu Manchu mustache, I would pay money.
That is not going to happen. I will. Let's put it to you this way. The next time I see you in person, I might have a hard copy of it that I can shred quickly, but you will never see an electronic version of it.
Well, that's cool. I told you I could not find a picture of me as a freshman. I actually did find one. It's a picture of myself and my baby sister, Rachel, that was taken in December. What I remember about my freshman year was that before I could sign up for sophomore studies, I was deployed to the first Gulf War back in 1991, which was a lot of fun. in its own sense. Hey, everybody, you've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, go out there, make it a great week. Be the person you were in the interview. Be in business forever. On behalf of Mike Bartu and myself, have a great week.